mentioned earlier that you, because you're a sort of public face of TCM, you get a lot of people coming up to you and telling you what they think. Have you noticed an increase in popularity of classic films over the last few years? Or
I have, and when we went on the air from the beginning, they were so embraced by so many people, but I've noticed it a lot in the last, say, 5 years, a passion, excuse me, that would never seem to be there before. And I really think it has to do with the fact that television has become so, I don't know quite what, you guys have a better word than I, but with all the reality shows.
Bland?
Yes.
And
yeah. Well, you know, we've got all these channels, and it's such a fabulous medium.
Yeah.
And I go home, and I turn on. I always check with TCM first if it's something I particularly want to see. And if it's not something I want to see, I check the others, and it's just terrible. Even a sitcom today, family sitcom, like Two and a Half Men, is so smutty and so just basic, and the comedy is so slapstick in other shows, and then the reality shows, that I think that it's the one place with TCM, and why I think people gravitate so much to it now, where you can go find a really nice story. You don't have to worry about who's in the room with you. Your grandmother could be there, your kids could be there, your aunt could be, your wife, your whatever, and you're not embarrassed about what's going to be on the air, because the censorship did take care of that, and yet you've got very gritty stories, and also at the tail end, the one thing movies don't do today, they don't leave you necessarily in a positive feeling when you leave a movie theater, but those sharks that ran the movie industry back in the 40s, that were showmen, they wanted you to come back to the movies the following week, so even if you had, like, The Grapes of Wrath, or High Sierra, I just saw that the other day. At the end of High Sierra, Humphrey Bogart's shot and dead, and he's, you know, the anti-hero, but he is kind of the hero of the movie, and he's dead, and his little dog's licking his hand, and they're up in the High Sierras, and Idla Pino's distraught because Roy is dead, and she picks up the dog, but as she's walking to the camera, at the tail end, she's singing, "Roy's free, oh yeah, Roy's free, he doesn't have to be chased anymore." And the music kind of swells and stuff, and you kind of go out and say, "Yeah, Roy's dead, he's free." But they always knew how to put a spin on it, a kind of positive spin. At the end of Grapes of Wrath, you know, Henry Fonda's leaving the family, and this family's been through everything. But you go away with this feeling about, yeah, you can make it if you got family, and if the important thing is survival, and sticking together, and da-da-da-da-da, and it leaves you with a positive feel. And I think movies that we have on the air, plus the fact that we have the mix, so you've got Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, but you've also got, you know, Bacall and Bogart, and you've got Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland, and you've got James Cagney as George M. Cohan, and you've got, you know, Robert Mitchum with Jane Greer, and that's another great film at all, by the way. You've got this great mix of movies that I think that's very endearing to people that don't get that mix elsewhere.
It's almost like style and class is a four-letter word these days. You know, it's like on television, certainly, and in the cinema.
Yeah.
It's just.
And these are also powerful personalities. I mean, we don't really have. We're in an era now where people love everybody to be common and be real.
Yeah.
If you're a taxi driver, you don't want Robert Taylor or Jerome Power. You want Robert De Niro looking just like a cab driver in New York. And if you got a beautiful woman like Michelle Pfeiffer, you want her to downsize the glamour. You don't want her looking like Grace Kelly or something. But I think people still love that reason that they used to go to movies, and that was for something different than their own everyday life, where you look at Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant, and that's all kind of thrilling, you know? And I think that movies from that era kind of gave that to people, and I think that's another reason for the popularity. And there's nobody like seeing a Barbara Stanwyck today, and there's nobody like a Gene Tierney or a Betty Davis or Henry Fonda. I mean, these were, even when they were playing ordinary people, there was something kind of heroic and bigger than life about them, or Gary Cooper. We don't really have that today. That doesn't appeal to us today. So I'm sure those people are out there, but they're not able to have careers today if they're looking for them.